John, quick question for you. What do Wednesdays have in common with the holidays in December?
Food.
You get it in one.
Yes.
Because of the recession, a lot of people are looking for ways to get very creative with their gift-giving strategies and maybe creative about how they're going to handle food over the holidays.
Food is gifts.
Absolutely.
Without poisoning people. That's a concern.
Why would you go there immediately?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Sometimes I worry about stuff like that.
Yeah. Kathy Gunst is takeaway food contributor and co-author of the new book, Stonewall Kitchen Winter Celebration. She's here to help us talk about affordable gift-giving strategies for food because, Kathy, people give food as gifts all the time.
As far as I'm concerned, there's no better gift. And we're not going to poison anybody, John. We're cool.
I worry about that.
We're okay. All right.
Give me some tips.
You worry over there. Right. I will. I don't know. I don't do malls. To me, the greatest shopping venture is to go to a farmer's market, small local store, get some really great fresh seasonal foods and cook. Spend the day at home, wrap up some gifts. We're talking about everything from, cookies is the classic.
That's
it's
great.
Become a cliche. But, other things, like I'm going to tell you about a homemade butter crunch that I make. You could do different breads. There are so many different foods you can make. Package herbs, buy them in bulk, really reasonably priced, put them in some great packaging, and tell people different ways to do it, how to use them. Interesting
things. Include different recipes. You also talk about different suggestions you have for kitchen tools, and I got to say, my dad got hit over the head with a pan when he gave that to my mother as a gift for her birthday.
Who's dark now?
I'm just saying that
the family stories
women
are revealed.
Exactly. It's not always great to give someone, a vacuum, for Christmas.
Sharp
but let's
objects,
talk about kitchen tools people
true
might
enough,
want to get
but
for the
we
holidays.
All know. Okay, so this is called a silplat. This is like a baker's best friend. This is used for my kitchen. It's a thin piece of silicone, and you use
cool.
it instead of oiling pans, getting baking sheets dirty.
Oh, that's
it's like thick plastic, and it's a no stick. It's very green because you use it over and over again. You don't need tin foil.
As opposed to the aerosol spray.
Exactly. You don't need any sprays. You don't need anything. It doesn't let anything stick.
You
very
got a lot
cool.
of knife cuts on here.
This is well used. One's been poisoned, Mr. Hockenberry.
That's good to know. And, my mother sends sand tarts every year. It's her special recipe for sand tarts as gifts to all the kids, but they arrive broken into a million pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
Any suggestions for packing, for shipping?
Absolutely. We want to stay green, so you want to get sort of recyclable things. I use lots of newspaper. You want to shake the box once you put your baked goods or whatever, and if things are moving around,
good.
It wants to be really solid. But you don't have to buy these little plastic pellets. There are all kinds of things you can use. And there are now stores that specifically feature recycled products for packing. But let me tell you my next little gizmo.
Okay, next gadget.
Okay, I have these little plastic, these are chopping blocks. So these are fabulous.
That's a chopping block?
This is a chopping block. Again, a very thin, color-coded piece of plastic. They come with about 5. I use them all the time. I travel with them. You can roll them up and put a piece of ribbon on them. I use one for veggies, one for chicken, one for meat. And that way, I don't have to have this wooden chopping board. Okay, you're worried about poisoning.
I am speaking to you today. It's not just me.
All right, we're feeding into everyone's kitchen neuroses here.
But how do you make it festive? What if somebody opens that up and goes, hey, you gave me a piece of plastic.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot.
So you wrap it up with some really nice ribbon, and maybe you include a whole brand new cookbook, for instance, about winter celebrations.
Okay.
Seriously, anything. Or with this, maybe you buy a beautiful new knife or something. Apparently, when you give a knife, you have to have the person give you at least a penny back. It's bad luck.
I recently learned this.
Okay.
But listen, the food gifts I really want are the kind I can eat.
Yeah, of course you do. Okay, I have two different things here. A woman in Ipswich, Mass. Named Dee Dee Davis. Look how adorable it is. These are these little stack towers of flavored salts and sugars.
Those are really
all
cute.
Natural ingredients. Really fabulous sea salt. Smell this. This is orange ginger sugar. You could sprinkle this on your baking, into your coffee.
And she did the label.
Yeah, it's adorable. And there are all these fabulous flavors.
Printer labels.
Yeah, this
one. She bought the plastic little Petri dish looking thing.
He's going to dissect the marketing here. People want to know how it tastes and smell.
But it's,
John, smell this orange ginger
sugar. I love the DIY part of it, though. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, does that sound good?
Citrus
salt. You sprinkle that onto baked foods, into teas. Again, if you package that with some really interesting teas from around the world, I don't think anybody's going to call you and go, thanks a lot. I think they're going to be thrilled.
My My kids will go, who poured the orange juice and the salt, Daddy?
Exactly, but then taste it. Give it a little sprinkle.
It's great. That's fabulous.
The other really cool thing I have here is this Japanese. It's like a bento box. Isn't that good?
That's good.
They come in these fabulous colors. They're really cool.
You can get them in cardboard and wood.
But also beautiful lacquered colors. They're sort of mimicking a Japanese bento box. This is for leftovers and lunches. This would be a really cool way to package baked goods.
We only have like 30 seconds left.
Quick.
Now you can really quickly tell us about the edible part.
My sister-in-law introduced me. Here, pass this around. But look how pretty. I wrap
the
this
butter
up.
Butter crunch
the
part of
butter
the program.
Crunch. Okay. I put it in a nice ramekin with some clear cellophane wrap, a nice ribbon. This is the best things, of course, the holidays. Butter, sugar. This stuff lasts for weeks. It's got a great
that's
crunch.
Good.
This
lasts
is very
weeks.
Good.
Doesn't
okay,
spoil.
Here he goes again. Mm. He's got a one.
And if
mind.
It breaks, it's not a big deal. I know he's ignored that side of the table.
Good.
But let me tell you something. I never made caramel before. I was scared of all this.
Boy,
you can
good.
Make this in an hour. Bring your kids, put on some good music, and forget the malls.
All of this stuff you can find web links. Absolutely. All this stuff you can find links to it and get more information about the website. And I highly recommend it, especially try this recipe that she's brought right now, the butter crunch. Kathy Gunst, takeaway food contributor. My mouth is drooling. I
can't
speak. I was
just going to say, you're going to have
teeth
problems.
She's co-author of the new book, Stonewall Kitchen Winter Celebrations.
All right. Thank you. And what did you think about President Obama's big speech last night? Tell us.
My name is Allison Levy, and I was protesting outside of West Point. I was arrested with five other people. I decided to get arrested because I think that enough is enough, and we Americans really need to stand up for what we believe in.
Well, you can protest or you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at mytakeatthetakeaway.org. All your voices make up our program called
The Takeaway.
I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee, and this is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.